Sana, and this is my podcast. On this podcast, I will read one chapter of a story I have written in each episode. Welcome to my podcast. This is Season 1, Episode 1. Hope you enjoy. 1. Nabi looked down the long stretch of driveway. The perfect white and unsettling flatness sent shivers down her spine. "Why have we stopped, Nabi?" Ventus asked, his huge blue eyes staring up into Nabi's. "Well, this is our new house," Nabi replied, slightly unsettled by her own words. "Does it give you the creeps?" Tora asked, coming up behind Nabi, making her whip round to face Tora. "Well, sort of. It's just so perfect," Nabi said, wrapping her dark brown hair around her finger. Ventus clasped Nabi's hand with his. "Come on," he said, tugging her arm. I'm scared. "Okay, come on then," Nabi replied, lifting Ventus up into her arms. "Come on, Tora," Nabi said, walking across the white driveway. Tora gazed up at the house. It was made of brick and had been painted black, but seemed to catch the sun and give off green, purple, and blue light. But maybe that was her imagination. Nabi walked up ahead and put Ventus down on the stairs that led up to the door. When Ventus opened it for a second, Tora saw a flash of black light and a tiger ran towards her. Then it was gone. The others didn't seem to have seen the light and the tiger, but how couldn't they? It was a giant flash of black light, and even if they had missed that, how could they not notice the tiger? It ran right out of the house, right past Ventus. Or did it? No, it couldn't have. It must have just run past him. Yes, that's what happened. It ran right past Ventus. Usually, he would cry out, or at least scream if that happened. Maybe he was just too stunned. Tora walked inside as her strength slowly drained. The last thing Tora thought before she blacked out was tiger, tiger, tiger. Ventus walked over to where Tora was lying. He stared. What had happened to his sister? When he had opened the door to the house, she had just stood there, staring into space. When Nabi spoke to her, she just kept staring. When Tora had finally walked into the house, she walked a few steps and then collapsed into the floor. Nabi came up to Ventus and he looked up and asked, "What's wrong with Tora?" "I'm not sure, but could you go get some cushions, please?" Nabi answered. Ventus ran off into their house and up the wooden stairs. When at last he came to the top, he found himself at the start of a long hallway. "I'm never going to be able to memorize this whole house," Ventus thought. He ran down the hall and stopped at the third door and opened it. Inside was a bathroom with a grey tiled floor, wooden walls painted dark grey with white floral patterns. There was a white toilet in the corner and a shower with glass walls encircling it. "Nope, wrong door," he said to himself, silently making a note to himself so that he knew where the bathroom was for future reference. After that, Ventus opened the 4th, 5th and 6th doors. They're all bedrooms. One had a bunk bed in it and two sets of drawers, both with a small wrapped object placed on top. The second bedroom had a small single bed and a small set of drawers, much smaller than the other two. And again, there was a little wrapped object atop the drawer. Ventus had a feeling this was his room. At last, the room had a large double bed, a wardrobe, and a set of drawers. This room had no presents. This is probably Mum and Dad's room, Ventus thought. "Ventus, hurry up," Nabi shouted from downstairs. "I am hurrying up," Ventus shouted back down the hall and opened the 16th door. There's a bathroom. "Another one? Wonder how many there are in this house," Ventus thought. He hurried down the hall to the last and 20th door. He opened it, and inside was a giant cupboard filled with colourful cushions. There were pink ones with long locks of soft fur, yellow ones made of satin, red velvet ones, and ones that were a piercing blue covered in white dots. Ventus reached into the cupboard and grabbed two yellow ones and a blue one, ran down the hall and back to Nabi, who took the cushions and placed them under Tora's head, Tora's orange hair spreading over the colourful cushions. "What happened?" Tora asked, her bright green eyes piercing Ventus's soul. That's the end of the chapter for this week. I hope you liked it, and hope you join me next week for the next chapter.